You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Troy Kingy, of course, with All Your Ships Have Sailed. This is from the Ghost of Freddie Caesar album. We've got Troy on the line. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm very good. Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, it's so great to be able to chat to you. We're talking about the fifth installment now. The Freddie Caesar album was the fourth installment in your 10-10-10 series. 10 albums in 10 different genres in 10 years. And your fifth one, we're talking about that today because you've got a new single out. This is a collaboration that you've done with Delaney Davidson, and we're moving into the world of folk music. How has this been for you, Troy?
It was a massive challenge, to be honest. It was super hard. I think mainly because the turnaround between the Freddie Caesar and this one was very, very tight, very quick. So I was so lucky to have Delaney Davidson to kind of steer the ship for us, because that's his realm of music. And I'm pretty excited for people to hear this album. It's he even said this is an album he couldn't have never done by himself. Same with me. So the fact that we got together means that this was able to come about. It would have never happened otherwise.
Yeah, totally. That's the magic of collaboration, isn't it? You can do things that you'd never be able to do on your own when you have the right person in the room. It sounds like it's been a really interesting process. You were creating this as part of the Matairangi Mahi Toi Artist Residency in Wellington, which is a collaboration with Government House. Tell us a wee bit about how that rolled out.
Yeah, we've actually got a performance tonight at the Governor General's house.
Flash.
We're trying to showcase our work from last year. Yeah, I actually got onto it through Warren Maxwell from Trinity Roots. He just gave me a call. And I'd been down to be part of Horomuna Horo's artist residency a few years ago, and I thought that was a cool idea to be able to come down and just, your sole purpose is to create. So when the opportunity came up, I jumped on it. And we got to stay at a cottage at the Governor General's residence and work in the new studio at Massey.
Cool.
So, it was just a real fun time. And the actual writing of it, although it was hard and intense, we still managed to write the album in 4 days. So
wow.
It was an intense 4 days.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was reading what both you and Delaney have said about that writing process, and it sounds like you were really just immersed in the world of this record for that period of time. How did the, I guess, collaboration work? Did you write lyrics? Did Delaney bring chords? Was it like, did you have separate roles? Or how did the actual collabing go between you two?
Yeah. So my initial concept was to write poems about, so just for everyone out there, the concept of the album, each song is about a different stage or different phase in life that hopefully most people can relate to. For instance, the song that we put out today, Call My Name, is about school. There's a song about love, there's a song about birth, and then the final song obviously is about death. So that was the initial concept until I started trying to write these poems, and they weren't very good. I was like, oh man, what do we do? So Delaney's just like, why don't we just put something out on the table and we'll just talk about it and try and figure out what we're going to do. So I said, okay, let's do a song about sleep. And then the hard thing for me is I start songs from the music up, so music, and then the lyrics come last, and he's the opposite.
Right.
And he said, with folk music, that's kind of what you want to do, is let the lyrics dictate what the song's going to be about.
Okay.
Or what the music's going to sound like. Yeah, so anyway, I was like, oh, I don't know how to work like that. And he's like, what do you want to say about sleep? I don't know. So he said, well, let's just talk about it. So I talk about it, and then after 40 minutes, he'll flip his laptop around. He's like, here's the lyrics.
Wow.
I'm like, hey. that's how we work.
That's awesome.
That's how it works.
That sounds like such a great vibe between you two then, and cool as well, because as you were saying, like, folk is maybe outside of your comfort zone of music more than some of genres you've been working in before. To work with someone like Delaney, who is just so steeped in the lore of it, that must have been pretty special.
It was definitely an honour to work with him, and we both like to work super fast. and he's I don't know, I've always seen him as a mysterious dude for years and years. I'd never really met him, but I always thought of him as this like Johnny Cash mixed with Nick Cave type character, and that still hasn't changed. He still feels like that to me. So it's an honor to be working with him and organizing our tour for later on in the year. So it was just a massive privilege.
Well, it's really exciting. The album is called Black Sea Golden Ladder, which is a beautiful title, and it's going to be out on the 18th of June via AAA Records. What can you tell us about this track, Call My Name? You said it's about school. What more can you elaborate on there?
Something cool about it was my my daughter helped write the lyrics to it.
Cool.
Actually. And I haven't been to school in nearly 20 years, probably about 20 years. And I'm just like, well, it'd be good to get someone's perspective that's actually in it. And she was writing a lot of poetry last year.
Awesome.
She only just turned 13. So it's I feel like it's got a bit of a Bob Dylan vibe. And phrasing wise on the whole album, everyone's heard it and reckons the vocal licks and stuff are real Bowie-esque.
Cool.
Which is, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that's a great combo of reference points there. Bit of Dylan, bit of Bowie. I think you're heading in the right direction with that sound, Troy. Hey, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's always nice to have a kōrero. I hope that the performance at Government House is really enjoyable for you tonight, and I can't wait to hear the rest of this record. It's going to be really special. But I think we should get stuck into this track now. This is brand new from Troy Kingi, co-written with Delaney Davidson. It's Call My Name. Ka kite, Troy. Thank you so much.
Okay, Dave, thank you for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.